Gary, the game's coming thick and fast. Out again tomorrow down in Roscommon, against Roscommon.
It's the way you wanted. A game a week later is the perfect way to react after suffering a defeat to Mayo last week. You want a game right away. It'd be worse if there's or 3 or 4 weeks to the next game. But thankfully, we had this opportunity maybe to get out in the field and try and correct the things that that let us down last week against Mayo.
Yeah, and talk to me about that Mayo game. It did pretty well in the first half and actually led at half time. It seemed to go off the rails a bit in the second half.
We started very well, very good first half, Tom. It was probably a game of two halves, as man say. We were the dominant team in the first half, and Mayo were certainly the dominant team in the second half, and managed to put a bit more on the scoreboard in the second half, so they did. And first half, I thought our game management was very good from a young group of players to be able to control the game that the way they did and react to different things that Mayo did. And listen, we've worked hard on the training field this year on trying to coach them and teach them to be better footballers and to be better people as well. And listen, they've brought a lot of the things from the training ground into the game. Sunday pass, so they did, and at half time we were up by 2 points. We were 1-7 to 1-5. I'm very, very happy with where we were at. Mayo were still causing us problems at the same time, and when we came out the second half, it was just an early onslaught from Mayo. They had 2-1 in the first couple of minutes, and it gave us a huge task after that, Tom, to come back. And but listen, the boys stuck unbelievably well at it, even though we lost a couple of men in the second half and down to 13 men as well. They had huge desire and huge fight right to the end, and they really showed, you know, what it means to them to play and represent Donegal. Because listen, many's a team got a 3-on-12 with 13 men and we 15 minutes to go and getting beat, but we actually outscored Mayo 2-1 in the final quarter.
Mm-hmm. Did discipline maybe let you down in the end?
It wasn't so much that, you know, Potter Morgan's probably was a black card. You'd see other games maybe getting away with them, but unlucky, and Luke Gavigan's second yellow. It probably was a yellow card as well, and Conor Donald's getting a lot of abuse off the ball, and so he was, and he just probably reacted in the wrong way then. But listen, that's something we'll have talked about and correct, and it's something we'll be looking not to let it happen again.
Yeah.
Going forward, because listen, if we ran them that close, you know, with two extra players in the pitch, it would have been an hour wee help.
Yeah, and Conor O'Donnell, Karen Dunne, I suppose, as opposed to the Conor O'Donnell, St. Junan was the guy sent off, and the two of them were causing Mayo problems.
And listen, the first half they were very good, the two boys, and Shane O'Donnell as well was giving them a lot of bother in the first half. So they had, and listen, we had different areas around the pitch that was causing Mayo problems. It just wasn't maybe coming from one or two outlets in Donegal. It was plenty of things that Mayo were having difficulty coping with, and that's a very pleasing thing, I suppose, from our point of view, that, you know, that we're not very one-dimensional, that we're able to change. It's not a matter of fact of nailing down one or two players, that everyone was contributing to the cause, and that'll make it difficult, please God, for opposition now, any opposition that would come up against.
Obviously going to be without Conor O'Donnell this weekend.
Yeah, Tom will be back then for the Tyrone game 2 weeks after.
Yeah, and tell me, otherwise, I know you had some injuries going into last weekend's game as well. You were missing a few players.
Aye, that's right. Brian Dever will be coming back from a cruciate injury at the moment. He's coming back and he's progressing at a good rate, and hopefully he'll be back a wee bit. This game will come too soon for him, but we'll just have to take it week by week with Brian. The likes of Shane McDevitt there, who started last year for us in Championship, he's out at the minute as well. Michael McGrory from the St. Eunan's Club is out with a hamstring injury at the minute. He hurt his hamstring and came back and hurt it again. And Aaron Gahooley is out at the minute with concussion, and obviously Yvashin Gallant dislocated his shoulder in club football last weekend, so we are down some bodies. Obviously, you're down Conor O'Donnell, Karen Dunne this again. But listen, it's an opportunity for other people then, Tom, to step up. It's up to them to grasp these opportunities when they arise.
Yeah. Oisín Gallan got quite a lot of action and exposure in the National League. Is he available to you for the...
Well, listen, at the moment, Tom, it's very much... Oisín's health is number one concern, so it is, and it'll be, hopefully, please God, we'll know where he stands on the shoulder this week. He's a specialist in Dublin, so we'll take it one step at a time with Oisín. As I said, health is priority right now for him.
Because obviously a shoulder injury, depends on the seriousness of it, can take a long time to heal.
Yeah, you'll see the specialist, and it'll come down to the opinion of the specialist, then you know how serious the shoulder injury is. And listen, he's young, and he hasn't had many injuries, but please God, it's not too serious.
Yeah, and will he be available to you if he does become fit in time? Or
well, listen, that's something we'll deal with down the line.
I take it from that it's not decided yet, is it?
Please God, it's an opportunity. Please God, it's a position that we're in to talk about, and we'll deal with that when it arises.
Talk to me, Roscommon. Do you know anything of them?
Yeah, listen, Roscommon, suppose this current under-19 group in Roscommon went the whole way. They would have won Connacht, so they would have at under-17, and they would have went the whole way to the All-Ireland final and got beat by Tyrone in that first under-17 final. So they would have been back in 2017. They would have beat Galway in the Connacht final. So they did, and then they actually went on and beat Kerry in the All-Ireland semi-final. So that would be the current under-19s in the county, so they're going to have a lot of those lads backbone in the team. And then last year, their minors last year, Tom, were beat in the Connacht final. So they were against Galway, they went the whole way to the Connacht final, and then they lost to Kerry now in quarter final. So that'll be their current group that are under-18 that are available to them. So they've had players that have big days out. So they had in their under-20s last year, got to the Connacht final as well, and were actually beat by a goal. They beat Galway in the semi-final, and got beat by Mayo in the final. So that Mayo team went the whole way to the All-Ireland final. They just beat us at the weekend. So they have had plenty of big days in the sun, a lot more days in the sun than our boys would have had, Tom. You know, it's well documented at the stage that three-year groups available to us at under-18, under-19, under-20, having won a game at minor level, coming through the ranks in Ulster Championship. So for us, it's very much a work in progress, and we're just trying to do the best we can with the players that's at our disposal that's available to us, and we're experimenting with different things, and it always is an experimentation, and we're working at it, and it's a work in progress, and it's important that people never ever forget that it's a work in progress. You know what I mean? We're trying to coach these players and make them better players, and I think it's very evident when you go back and watch the lads in club football that they have developed a lot since they came into us at the start of the year, and it's something the boys would feel themselves that they're confident and they're better players now, and please God, we'll get to work another good while with them this year. That we'll have a long season, and we'll develop even better.
Will we see much of the same team, or will there be changes? Will you experiment further? Or?
Listen, we'll reassess. Obviously, we lost club games, Tom. There was club games last Saturday, so there was, and we told the boys to go ahead and play their clubs. We want to be fair to everyone, and we want the boys to play football. And listen, my old lads didn't have club football last weekend, and it was probably a wee bit of freshness maybe in the second half kicked in. Like, our lads were back out, probably they played Saturday night and were out on Monday afternoon then, so they were out 36 hours later, you know, after playing 60 minutes under the belt on Saturday night, the majority of them. So the big thing is this Sunday that we don't have the issue of club games, so it's a free weekend in the club calendar. So hopefully that'll work in our favour this weekend as well when we go on to play Roscommon, that we'll be a bit fresher.